this is 3-Minute Teaching Tips with Barb Morganfield, Center for Teaching Excellence at SMU. I'm here today with Professor Robert Kraut, who's chair of the Music Therapy Department at Meadows School of the Arts. Hi, Robert. How are you doing?
Fantastic.
We were talking the other day at the CTE retreat about ways that we can get our students to think more critically, to use more higher-level thinking skills, to go beyond just the mere facts and recall. And you shared with us an assignment that you had for your students, and I'd like for you to share that with us today.
This course is called Survey of Music Psychology. It's a senior-level course for music therapy majors and also is taken by psychology majors and anyone else with an interest in music and music psychology. They don't need musical training for the course.
Okay, great. And so what was the major purpose of the assignment?
The purpose was to challenge the students to transfer and apply the terms and concepts relating to our emotional and feeling responses to music to a piece of music with which they already have a deep affective or emotional relationship, so they can see why they have that relationship using the various theories that we discuss.
Okay, and so what was the assignment exactly?
So the assignment was first to select a piece of music, a song or a larger work, could even be a symphony, that the student has a relationship with, that they've always liked, that brings them the tears every time, that they can remember listening to as a kid, anything that they feel strongly about. And then as we cover the terms and concepts in the two chapters in the book, we look at some of the various reasons why we might have an emotional response. And so the students start to examine all of these and at the same time have selected their music, so they're applying those to why they might have the strong relationship that they do. So the final product is that they actually share with the class in about 20 minutes the piece of music, they play it, and then they talk about why they might have this long-standing relationship with the music based on some of these terms and concepts. And I record that, and I go back and using the rubrics that the students have been given, which have to do with accuracy, completeness, transfer, evaluation, synthesis, all the higher level thinking, that they can then see how well they wove all of those concepts and terms in relationships.
Okay. So do you feel like that it met your purpose?
Absolutely, because it's a challenging assignment because it's a lot of information, but it's also a deeply personal one because they care about the music. So those two things come together in what I think is a deeper assignment for them because it means something.
So the feedback you got from the students was positive?
Yeah, and they like the fact that it's not a paper because we have plenty of papers. The course is actually a writing intensive course for the university curriculum. But this is an oral format, so they don't have to worry about the paper, but it is recorded, and I do review it, and the rubrics clearly have to do with not only the factual information, but how it's applied, how it all holds together, kind of cogently, not just kind of a salad of all the terms and concepts.
Well, it sounds really great, and like it really met your purpose.
It does.
Thank you so much, and here again I was with Professor Robert Kraut, Chair of the Music Therapy Department at the Meadows School of the Arts, and I'm Barb Morganfield with the 3-Minute Teaching Tip.